Up our scripture this morning to Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth on about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you and praise you for how good you've been to us. It's time for your word, so speak through this broken vessel, so that no flesh may glory in your presence and that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer, and God's people said, amen. The reality show Intervention is extremely riveting and very true. As you know, I'm a recovering drug addict, and to watch people confront others on addiction hits close to home. So while I can watch it sometimes I can't watch it. This reality television show features all different types of addictions, drugs and alcohol, eating disorders and others, and real people living with them on a day-to-day basis, family who has to suffer with them. Each show features one or two different types of addicts, follows them around to view their lifestyle, and how it affects those around them. At the end, an interventionist is brought in, and family and friends tell the addict why they want them to get help. There are moments when relationships will be strained amongst God's people in the same way, but also relationships with family and friends. And sometimes there's a necessity to have intervention. Relationships will break. People in relationships will hurt each other. Jesus Christ gives us a way to heal relationships, and it is a natural part of community of loving each other that we have strained relationships. How to reconcile and forgive others, as well as reconcile, is provided to us from our text this morning. But before we tackle the sensitive subject, let me provide some context or text for our text this morning. The disciples had a busy week in Capernaum. They said Jesus was the Christ, the power of God. Then the disciples sat and listened to Jesus' instructions about three subjects before he deals with the reconciliation of relationships. First, Jesus instructs the disciples on who and what is really great. Then he instructs the disciples on how to deal with temptation. Then Jesus instructs them about the lost sheep and how you're supposed to handle lost human beings. Now this brings us to our text this morning to show us how to reconcile relationships. How do Christians kindly confront an offense with the directive or motivation of forgiveness and reconciliation as its source? What should be the motive of reconciliation? Is every relationship savable? Reconciliation and forgiveness are hard enough. There are complications involved in trying to confront as well as reconcile. Are there ways which works over others when it comes to reconciliation and confrontation? Let's give our text a look at how Christians kindly confront offense with the motivation of forgiveness and reconciliation as a source. Let me begin by saying to you, people of God, that the disciples needed a lesson on what it meant to reconcile and forgive. Verse 15 reads, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. The disciples were offending each other and holding grudges against one another. And it's natural to do that. It's a natural progression of the disciples' community to have offenses. The disciples had been with each other at least a year and a half. The disciples left their businesses. The disciples left their families. They left their responsibilities in the hands of others, and they started spending a lot of time together. The disciples got angry with one another for what they thought was offensive. An offense is something that outrages the moral or physical senses of another. And Jesus Christ had different cultures existing within the disciples that represented different ways of life. The disciples are learning how to live with each other, attempting to live with each other is a challenge. Would you repeat after me? Being family is a challenge. Amen. Being family is a challenge. It's hard to be family. The disciples are learning this, and they're doing this from different parts of life. Matthew was a tax collector. He comes from a particular culture. Peter was a fisherman. Peter comes from a specific culture. Philip was more of a contemplative or introvert. He comes from a different culture. The disciples were physically and morally offending each other, and Jesus thought it was the right time to teach them how to get it together. Jesus Christ opens the repairing of broken relationships by taking a divine risk and vulnerability. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ opens the repairing of broken relationships by taking a divine risk and vulnerability. The scripture says, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. Verse 16, but if you are not listened to, take another with you so that every word may be confirmed. Notice, I emphasize the conjunction if. If. In our text, when you go to somebody to reconcile, there's a strong possibility they might not want to reconcile with you. And that's a risk you have to take. If you choose to. God creates us for relationships, and there are some relationships that are worth saving. But on the other end, let me be honest with you, there are some relationships that are not worth saving. I know. Every relationship is worth saving, huh? Not true. There's some relationships that are much more important to you. But then there are those relationships that you refuse to give up. You got to try to reconcile. Like family or friends or church memberships that you've been together with a long time. One of the joys of being in Elderton, I have seen relationships that have been over 30 years, and people are like brothers and sisters. That kind of relationship is worth saving. The Bible doesn't say, in the art of reconciliation, it doesn't say go to the one and accuse them. The Bible doesn't say don't go get your pound of flesh. The Bible does not say to go and give that person a piece of your mind, even though you may want to. No, that's not the intent. The intent is to reconcile and forgive. Jesus Christ said, go to him alone. Now, if that doesn't work, go to him with another. The other persons that you bring with you should be mature and of a calm spirit. I had gotten into an issue with a member of a church I pastored in Iowa, and me and him had pretty much the same kind of passion. He thought I was wrong, I thought he was wrong, and when we had to get a third person in, This person came in and they were a mother of the church. I'm so glad for the mothers of the church. I really am. She was calm. She was collected. And even though our voices would raise, she would respond in a soft, kind, gentle way. And it brought our passion down. And we were able to reconcile because there was a third person who was mature. A third person who didn't have skin in the game but wanted reconciliation. Then the Bible says, if that doesn't work, take more people. Verse 17, if a member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen to the church, let such a one be a Gentile or tax collector. In other words, leave it alone. Some things are just not going to reconcile. In other words, let it go. You see, this is probably one of the most difficult parts of the entire process. Some relationships may need to be let go at the moment so that they can reorganize and reform later on. You just never know why it doesn't reform and reformulate at the moment, but you do believe that it can come back together, so you have to leave it alone. Finally, how do we live in reconciliation and after an offense with another Christian or family member? One of the things that it does is it brings harmonious prayer and answered prayer. If we reconcile with another that we love, God says he answers the prayers of those two persons. Look at what it says. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Here is the blessing of attempting right offended relationships. It can bring answered prayer through a harmonious community. And this is how Christians kindly confront the offense with a motivation of reconciliation. This is how Christians look at each other that there is a reason to reconcile. Christians are kindly to confront the offender with the directive of motivation for forgiveness and reconciliation as its source. We make ourselves vulnerable and risk rejection, but if you try it, at least you did it. However, the reconciliation or the repairing of the relationship could very well bring not only repair, but answered prayer also. This is the benefit of learning how to approach someone. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you and we bless you for how good you've been to us this morning. Thank you, dear God, that you teach us how to build healthy relationships. Thank you, Lord, that you grant us ways of wisdom that the scripture talks about, that a soft answer turns away wrath. Thank you, Lord, that you show us ways that not only can we reconcile, but have even a better relationship with the person that we love, especially when it comes to prayer. Two will gather and pray with each other and receive answered prayer. Help us, O God, as we live from the subject of life together, to learn, to grow, and to love in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. And God's people said, amen.